T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We want to focus on an eviction moratorium that has ended. At the federal level, they are still battling back and forth to maybe have an extension. But in the meantime, there are some very practical things to discuss. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Aaron Dalton, who is the director of the Allegheny County Human Services Department. On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
So,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. Important information from your perspective at the county level. Kind of help us understand how people who are living on the edge of maybe being evicted can maybe forestall that. There is some money available from the state. Is that accessible now? What process should people go through?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really grateful to be able to get the word out. Funding is coming out through the county process, and folks can go on covidrentrelief.alleghenycounty.us and file an application. Both landlords and tenants can apply, and our process is working. Since this time last year, we've provided about $35 million in resources, and we're getting faster all the time. So while we're getting lots of applications, and we urge people to be patient when they put their applications in, we are getting money out the other side. We had 2 $1 million days last week, so process is working to get money out.
Well, that's covidrentrelief.alleghenycounty.us. And it looks like you have about $80 million allocated to stabilize housing here in Allegheny County.
Yep. So there's plenty of money left to administer, and so please do get your applications in. We want to help people avoid eviction, and it's terrible outcomes for health and wellness, learning loss for the children, and so on. So it really is avoidable with these kinds of federal and state resources. So we really urge people to apply.
And step us through that process a little bit, Aaron. Give us kind of an overview. So once you are finding yourself in an issue or have been for some time now, you go to covidrentrelief.alleghenycounty.us. What
yep.
What do you have to provide to get some relief?
Yeah, so there's an online application, and there's certainly other ways to apply as well. You can call Action Housing. They're our key partner, and we're having some community pop-up events as well. But some key things to have with you as you're applying, and there are ways we can help people work through this if they can't identify this these documents. But unemployment determination, if someone in the household has been unemployed, a lease agreement, utility bills can be helpful, W-2 forms or pay stubs from previous or current employment, and Social Security numbers for everyone in the household. So those are some of the key things that people should have handy as they start to apply. But you can save your application so you can start it and then come back. Tenants and landlords can check the status of their application too. So I know folks are often wondering where they might be in the process. They can check online. So there's lots of information that they can get through the application.
And Aaron, Rent Help Pittsburgh tracks evictions filed in the county, and it looks like over 1,200 are currently scheduled. Do you think that some people didn't quite understand what the eviction moratorium meant, that you have to pay back the rent just because you're in a situation where you weren't able to make ends meet at a certain point? They couldn't throw you out, but you still owe that rent.
Right. You know, I'm not sure. We're pleased that as of yesterday through the end of the moratorium, we saw many more applications for rental assistance than we did evictions filed, tenant landlord filings in the court. So yesterday, through yesterday afternoon, there were about 76 tenant landlord filings, and that's in comparison to 55 in 2019. So we didn't see a flood into the system. Instead, we saw people applying for rental assistance. And for people going through the actual court system, the Department of Human Services is partnering with the courts, and we have people in those hearings helping to get folks assistance and trying to delay any eviction with the resources that landlords also need in order to maintain their livelihood.
We're with Aaron Dalton, director of the Allegheny County Human Services Department. Aaron, so if someone goes through the process, as you detailed, and you approve them, and by the way, approval rates are very high. You only had a denial rate of 2.4%, I think was the number I saw. Then what happens? So the money goes directly to the landlords to supplement and keep them going for how long a period of time?
So yes, most often the money will go directly to the landlord, though if the landlord will not participate, we can give money directly to the tenant, and people can come back in and do redeterminations for need every couple of months. So we can pay for the foreseeable future, and this funding, the federal funding, goes through September of 2025. So, you know, folks shouldn't see, you know, the lack of future earnings or something as a reason not to apply now.
And those 2.4% that were denied, are they people who were just trying to play the system, maybe still had a job and just didn't want to pay rent?
You know, I'm not so sure. It may be that they were really just not eligible for this program, and we were able to get them into a different program. So if folks aren't eligible, our efforts will turn towards helping them to support themselves in other ways.
And do you think that some people sort of mismanaged that extra $300 a week that they were getting? That was supposed to go towards the housing if you were unemployed and in unfortunate circumstances because of COVID-19.
Yeah, there are lots of things up against people. There can be losses due to illness. I mean, we've seen a lot of that during COVID and just other bills coming due. So I wouldn't say people have mismanaged those dollars, just that people need a lot during this pandemic when mounting kind of employment, childcare, health issues can really stack up on people.
Yeah.
So once again, covidrentrelief.alleghenycounty.us. This is a great resource. And I would imagine, Aaron, there are more than a few people listening that feel somewhat relieved that they can maybe access this resource, and appreciate you shining a light on it this morning. Thanks.
Yes, thank you so much. We're very happy to get the word out.
Have a great day, Aaron. Thank you. covidrentrelief.alleghenycounty.us.
And Aaron, tell your boss, Rich Fitzgerald, he does look like that actor, Jeff Daniels. I saw it. I saw the picture. I couldn't believe it.
It's true. It's good to see the side by side.
Did you start that rumor going there, Aaron?
No, that was not me.
All right. Aaron, again, great information. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.